Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, April the 10th. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were May corn up 2.25 cents, May wheat up 0.75 cents, May beans up 5 cents. Currently, we've got the crude oil up 60 cents a barrel, or just under $53 a barrel. That's a $5 rally in the last several weeks out here. Dollars just a few ticks lower. Not much going on in terms of the outside markets here this morning. Overnight, a little bit of strength. Haven't seen any real reason for it. There is still wet weather in Argentina, heavy flooding. But I think, you know, we're losing, you know, some ability to harvest those beans out there. But the fact of the matter is the Brazilian crop's going to be huge. And, you know, it's more than going to offset any losses we see in Argentina. But we were stronger here. You would think the crude oil, if beans are higher and crude oil were higher, you would think it would be because of the bean oil. But the bean oil was down 38 ticks. Meal was up 360, which is where the beans got their strength from. Right now we've got the funds short 150,000 corn, 150,000 wheat. I thought they'd be closer to 200,000 in the corn, but it doesn't appear that way from the commitment of traders reports on Friday. They're short about 5,000 beans, short about 30,000 oil, but long 15,000 meal. The weather around the Midwest, plenty of rain. We had a decent weekend in Chicago, but we're getting rains all day here and even some heavy rains. So again, through the Midwest, I think we're going to see some more delays. We do have the crop progress report tonight, which will give us our first indication of how much corn is planted. I wouldn't imagine we'd be more than 1 or 2% planted right now. We did sell 102,000 metric tons of corn to unknown, so a little bit of export activity there. President Trump and the Chinese president concluded their meetings. It looked like they got along pretty well. No trade war issues that we can see, and hopefully we'll see actually some, you know, positive things come out of those meetings. We do have the crop progress report tomorrow. It should show pretty big carryouts. It should show huge South American crops, but I think a lot of that's already played into the market in here. We've got the funds heavily short. The beans are still oversold. So could we see a bounce out here? It's certainly possible. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.